Hare Krishna Murli Manohar, Prabhu is asking a very interesting question. It's very interesting in itself, the theme itself, and also because it raises a very interesting philosophical topic. What's the question? Well, if like me, you look in the third canto, 15th chapter, I think it's verse 24. Well, it was right. I just looked at it 5 minutes ago, but I forgot. Yes, verse 24. You'll see in the purport that Srila Prabhupada says that in one lifetime one cannot go back to Godhead. And of course, Murli Manohar asked the question, well, on repeated occasions, Prabhupada had said we can go back to Godhead in this life. So, how are we supposed to understand this? Well, the philosophical point, which, as I mentioned, is an interesting one, is that it may sometimes be found, and I often see this in Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Acharya's commentaries, that we find that there is a statement of either Acharya's or Shastra, which is repeatedly or which contradicts repeated other statements that they have also made. And then, of course, the question arises, well, how's that possible? These are, this statement contradicts everything else that was already stated earlier by these great authorities, by these perfect authorities. And Srila Prabhupada himself says that when something is self-evident, it has no need of is not contradicted, no need for interpretation. But an interpretation is there and is employed when sometimes things are not self-evident and when such a contradiction arises. So, yeah, here's a good example, that in one lifetime you can't go back to Godhead. So that means we're not going back to Godhead in this lifetime, as Prabhupada had often said, chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles. No, it means that Srila Prabhupada's statement that one can't go back to Godhead in one lifetime should be taken to mean that generally, one can't go back to Godhead in one lifetime. However, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, and those who follow them can actually go back to Godhead in one lifetime. For instance, we see that Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Moksha Ishami Masuchaham, no, you'll come to me. If you do this thing in Vrindavan Das Thakur quotes Lord Nityananda saying that if you just do Harinam Sankirtan, then I'll take responsibility for you and take you over to the other side of the ocean of material existence, which means going back to Godhead. So, multiple such statements. Therefore, means when Srila Prabhupada makes that statement, or when we find such similar statement, that yes, it should be taken in such a way as to conform with other statements that Srila Prabhupada made. So generally, it's a very difficult thing to go back to Godhead in one lifetime. However, there's also a further understanding of that, and that further understanding is also found in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or Rupa Goswami, says that if one takes up devotional service, it's to be understood that he's already practiced it in a previous life. Either knowingly or unknowingly, to some degree, someone has practiced Krishna consciousness. Which means that if I'm already practicing Krishna consciousness in this lifetime, that means that I had some connection with it in another lifetime. And of course, then that becomes a direct understanding of Srila Prabhupada's statement that one doesn't go back to Godhead in one lifetime. So that's some food for thought for today. And yesterday we had a really wonderful Hina festival here. People were into all kinds of exotic things, I guess in their boredom of material existence, and looking for newer and newer things. And this thing of painting your hands and feet has become such a big fad. So taking advantage of that, so we get the opportunity to introduce people to Radhasham Sundar, Srila Prabhupada's books, chanting Hare Krishna, and prasadam. Everything was consumed. There's no room for people. Prasadam still remains the best way to immediately reach people's hearts. And who knows, they may never come back. And in their next life, they may take up Krishna consciousness and become serious devotees. But it has been because in this life, they came and took some prasadam and visited the temple. So their spiritual life had already begun. And as Srila Prabhupada said, doesn't go back home, back to Godhead in one life. And of course, another form or example of going back to Godhead in one life is when Krishna gives his mercy, that he let it happen. There are also many examples of that, where just by kripa, one becomes kripa city, just by the mercy of the Lord, someone who never practiced Krishna consciousness and didn't even do any sadhana, went back to Godhead in one lifetime. Hare Krishna.